Gamers are buzzing now that the virtual reality company Oculus has unveiled its latest device. Oculus was bought by Facebook this year for $2 billion, and this weekend the tech world got a peek at the company's new virtual reality headset. Eric Johnson is an associate editor at the technology news website Recode. He was at the first annual Oculus conference held a few days ago, and he joins us from KQED in San Francisco. Hi, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So, Eric, virtual reality is big in some circles, certainly gaming circles, but not quite mainstream. So remind us what we're talking about, what it is and how it works.
Right. So we'll start talking about technology that's not broadly available to the public. The headset unveiled on Saturday at Oculus Connect is still a prototype. It's one of many prototypes on the way to an eventual consumer version. But right now, there's already a very large community of developers, people who are making games and other sorts of content for virtual reality, in the expectation that then, you know, in time, this will be something that the public will want to use.
And this, the idea here is you get a very enhanced gaming experience, essentially?
Right, well, or any sort of experience. Kind of the point of virtual reality is to trick your brain. So you put on this headset and all of a sudden, or if it works anyway, all of a sudden you feel like you are in a completely different place, both through the combination of being able to turn and move your head, sometimes move your body, and also sort of the sound coming in from headphones. The end goal is you feel really immersed in an environment, be it a game or a movie or other types of experiences.
And you certainly get that sense even looking at the device. The new Oculus headset is called Crescent Bay, and as I've heard it described, and I've actually seen online pictures of it, it's kind of like a giant black scuba mask, but minus the glass, so it's solid, right? No see-through lens. Actually, it looks kind of clunky. So, Eric, I understand you tried one on?
Yes, I did.
What did it feel like, and what was it like to wear it?
Yeah, I will say, yes, it does look awkward, but it was surprisingly comfortable. One of the things that Oculus has been doing over the years as they make these prototypes is trying to work on sort of how lightweight they are, how comfortable they are. And this one definitely felt like the best one yet. During the demo that I got, there were definitely experiences where I forgot that I had something on my head.
Really?
The only time I was ever pulled out of the experience was when I noticed that there was a cable draping over my shoulder. And that's because the current prototype still requires a wired connection to a PC.
Did you play a game with it? What did you do with it exactly?
So no. So the demos that we received at Oculus Connect were more on the experience side. So it was sort of a teaser of if here's what's to come. So for instance, one of the demos, I found myself in a cavernous hallway, sort of a darkened hallway, and then all of a sudden a Tyrannosaurus Rex comes around the corner and runs at me, leans down, roars right in my face, and then walks over my head. Another one, there's an alien on a planet and it's talking in an alien language that you can't understand, but as you move your head, it's keeping eye contact with you. So it feels like the alien was talking to you.
Did you feel transported? Did you feel like in the Tyrannosaurus case, you were in a kind of a Jurassic Park era?
Well, I mean, in the back of my head, I knew, okay, dinosaurs extinct.
Sure.
You know, there's only a certain amount of suspension and disbelief, but I will say it was very well animated and very entertaining and really, really well done, I thought.
So why is Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook so interested in this technology to spend that kind of money on it? Again, $2 billion.
So part of the idea, part of the hype or the buzz around virtual reality is that eventually it will be a lot more than games. That when Facebook bought Oculus, they were talking about this has the potential to change how people communicate. So you can imagine one of the things that people have been trying to do with it is you have one person on one side of the country wearing a headset, another person on the other side of the country also wearing a headset, and they can have a social experience. They can go into a virtual world and instead of just, for instance, posting on each other's Facebook wall, they can, in a way, see each other. They can move around together, look each other, you know, as if they were looking face to face.
This could be either in sort of a business context, a meeting where you feel more like you're right next to the person, or even just keeping in touch with friends long distance.
Exactly. So one demo I've tried outside of Oculus Connect, a demo I've tried before this, it was more of a casual social environment where you're walking around and there's a giant virtual video screen off in the distance and you can throw a YouTube video up and then everyone who's in the room can watch whatever you put up on the screen.
Interesting. I understand Oculus is working with Samsung on a mobile device. What can you tell us about that device and the wisdom of that business move?
So this will be the first real consumer test of VR. This is called the Samsung Gear VR. It's developed by Oculus, and it's slated to come out later this year. They haven't announced an exact release date, but the way it works is it's a virtual reality headset, similar to what we were describing before, but it connects to a mobile phone, to the Samsung Galaxy Note 4. So you put this thing on in conjunction with the phone, and then you're able to have a pretty similar virtual reality experience. Maybe not quite as high fidelity as the Oculus Rift, which is the main headset, but it's the same idea.
Eric, we've been talking about just one virtual reality company, Oculus, which has been getting so much attention because of the Facebook interest in it. But what sort of competition does Oculus face?
Sure. So the big competition right now is probably going to be Sony. Back at the Game Developers Conference here in San Francisco, back in March, Sony announced that it took the lid off of its own virtual reality headset, which is called Project Morpheus. And that's going to connect to the PlayStation 4 gaming console. The details on that are still not fully divulged. It's something they're still doing a lot behind closed doors here, whereas Oculus has been, very public-facing about its technological progress and trying to reach out to developers very publicly. But they're likely to be sort of the biggest competitor. And the question now is that will the Morpheus beat the Oculus Rift to market? Will Sony be able to get to consumers before Oculus is happy enough with the main headset to let it go and see what the public thinks?
This technology is still relatively new. And as you said, Eric, even the headset is still a prototype. So what are the limitations for this being widespread?
Sure. So right now, there's been a lot of progress going on in terms of not making people sick in the headset. That's obviously
just feeling disoriented
thing.
And kind of nauseous as you get transported to that other world.
Right, and they've actually made a lot of progress on that over the past couple of years. It's been very impressive to see. But there are still things that will make people sick in virtual reality, and there's still sort of a question of, even if the technology is perfect, it's still possible to make content that doesn't quite feel right. And so that's one of the big challenges is, getting the developers to, the developers making this content, they're still figuring everything out. It's such early days that, there's no real best practices quite yet. And then the other thing is sort of figuring out the logistics of a virtual reality. For instance, what I was describing earlier, where you have to be wired into a PC, that's not the most comfortable experience. And questions, are you sitting? Are you standing? That sort of thing.
Mm. Eric Johnson is an associate editor at the tech news website Recode. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.